high school kids, males and in particular, are gonna do stupid things. And they're not gonna perform the way you want. They're not gonna do the things you want. Because it's in their nature. They're testing their boundaries, they're pushing out, they're trying to figure out what their limits are. And a lot of that is testing what is humorous and what is not. Because every guy thinks they're funny. And here's a newsflash, only 5% of us are. Luckily, I'm in that 5%. But they try to be funny. They try to be the best shape they could be. But And I'm going to bring that same mentality over here. What I was trying to say yesterday is that teenagers are, and this is not a new fact, they are rebellious.
They rebel.
They are rebellious. It's in their nature. Now, some rebel a little bit, some rebel a lot. Some rebel a little bit by, you know, changing their hair color. Some rebel a lot by getting 14 piercings. I don't know. That's being a teacher, I saw all of this for a long time. But the fact that during this protest, there were all these students, and of course, they did it for this one reason, so they could have headlines at the evening news and on front pages of websites, students march against Youngkin's trans policy. I bet you, if you asked 75 to 80%, and I'm lowballing it on that one, they didn't even know what they were doing. Because it's like when I don't know if you had them, but when I was in Dallas, we had pep rallies for football games, even though we would lose. 10% of the kids wanted to be at the pep rally. The rest of them were just happy that the afternoon was canceled. Same thing here. And when you try to push, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but it could. There's a possibility that if you continue to make transgenderism mainstream, homosexuality mainstream, pronouns mainstream, all the woke ideology that you and I hate, you're actually going to get, I don't know when, because these ideas that we're shocked about, transgenderism, all this stuff, they've only been mainstream for what, 5, 6 years? 7 years? Not that long. It feels like forever because we've been in it every single day. But you do it long enough, it becomes mainstream. And as soon as it becomes mainstream, kids will rebel against it. They will naturally rebel against it for the rest of their life, and they will naturally have an aversion to it. The same way that we hear people in Gen Xers and others say, "Oh well, my parents were Bible thumpers, so I just put a bad imprint on me, and I never wanted to be like that again." The fact that these people, teachers, parents, society, movies, culture, is trying to tell them that sodomy is great, that you can lop off your beans and franks and your boobs and change your gender and all these other stuff. Eventually, and I don't know when, it'll probably be too late, right? It'll probably be too late. But there will be a pushback. And you've seen it a little bit here and there where we talked about it from the teacher in El Paso when the kids were calling adults, MAPS, minor attractive persons, pedos. They get it. They actually get it. So let me get in this group. This is from the Daily Wire via Legal Insurrection. Trans student walkout group admits most just wanted to skip school, boast about tricking the media. Because they also like to, come on, troll culture is teenage culture. What they want to do is troll you. It's one of the few ways they can actually exercise any kind of power dynamic. They can't work. They can't make money. They can't vote. They can't do all the. So what do? They troll. That gives them power. That gives them the ability to have something to hold on to. So national media covered walkouts by students supposedly objecting to transgender policies from Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's administration. But internal video of the quote-unquote student groups showed that it was led by an adult former Democratic staffer. There you go. None of these things are organic. They want to make it seem organic, but they're led by like the three nerdy kids that want the teacher's approval. And the three nerdy kids that are like, I'm so different. I'm probably trans. Oh, woe is me. I'm filled with ennui. All this nonsense, right? Because they're going through these teenage existential crisis. And of course, the teacher sees on that and groom them. But they bring in Democratic strategists and staffers to organize these events. And they're doing it under the cover of schools, which is why you don't want kids in schools. You don't want your kids in these schools because they're not concentration camps. They're indoctrination camps. And they're funded by the government. And they're supported by the mainstream. And they're covered for. Your school board election isn't going to do anything to stop that. And the group knew that a large portion of students had no interest in the cause and just wanted to skip school. Of course. Day off, you promise a student a day out of class, they'll agree to almost anything. You know this. We all know this. You promise, that was a great thing teachers had in their back pocket. Listen, man, if y'all do this bad, you guys can watch a movie, I'll give you a free class or something like that. That's always a negotiating tactic. And that's what was used here. That's what was used here. And then video of an internal Zoom call obtained by the Daily Wire, the Pride Liberation Project bragged about having tricked the media. Because I don't know if they're bragging about it. They didn't trick the media. The media just went along with it. See, they're thinking there's some kind of outside group. The media is in your back pocket if you're the Pride Liberation Project. Now, the Babylon Bee tricks the media. Project Veritas tricks the media. Pride Liberation Project doesn't really. The group's leader claimed, quote, we had at least 12,000 students walked out. We were the reason Joe Biden was asked a question on the issue. It boasted of coverage from USA Today, the Richmond Times Dispatch, the Virginia Pilot, the Washington Post, AP, and even some international outlets. Yeah, all liberal. All liberal. What are you doing? That's like being the tallest person at the midget fair. It doesn't really matter. But in a debrief after the walkouts, one student asked, I want to know if anyone else had this problem. Yesterday at the school walkout, we had 200 kids participating. Most of the students were there just to skip class. Most of the flyers I handed out got just handed right back to me because most of the people weren't there for the cause of the walkout. They just wanted to skip class. Let's tie this in to what I was talking about with Mike Church and what you've heard on Janet's newscast. That movie Bros that made $4 million and it's not going to rebound this weekend. These are losing issues. I know they want to tell you, and all you have to do is reference the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida to show that the sodomy, transgenderism, progressivism in this point are losing issues. Because when people think about it themselves, nobody's down for that cause. Teenagers are not down for that cause. Hell no. Another activist replied, I definitely had a lot of those people at my school. They were bolstering our numbers. We can count them as people who walked out for the Pride Liberation Project. They're still helping, and they don't even realize it. Well, they are. They're being used. Right? They're being used in that regard because it inflates the numbers. Oh, 12,000 students. Well, guess what? Hey, we don't let students vote, and there's a reason for that. But it was all PSYOP. And I guarantee you, if those kids went home to a home, and the parents are like, did you participate in that march? They said, yeah, but I only did it to get out of class. I really don't care. Because they don't. I know there is the college class. There's the educated class, supposedly. The quote-unquote educated class. All these people who want you to think that this is the norm. It's not. Never will be. Human nature will always shine through, will always push through. So, of course, it's too late. It's too late in this regard to really push back, because they had the numbers and the headlines and all that stuff. They got what they wanted. Even if nobody believed it, they got the appearance. And you know who sees that? Mitch McConnell and all these people, all these Republican pollsters. They don't dig any deeper. And then they're like, well, the youth wants the trans.